Hi, good afternoon. My name is Ricardo, calling you from Pennsylvania Opinion Service. We're not selling anything. It's not a sales call. We're just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues that are facing your community and the nation. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes of your time?
Now ask me about what?
Sir?
What do you need to ask me about?
Sir, my name is Richard. I'm calling you from Pennsylvania Opinion Service. This is not a sales call, sir. We're just conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes, sir?
Okay.
And am I speaking with Mr. Jerome?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir. And does anyone in your household work for your news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And are you 18 years or older and registered to vote in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your age, sir?
42.
Okay. All right. And just to be sure that we represent everybody, sir, may I please ask you a race?
African-American.
Okay, sir. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's upcoming elections for mayor in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year. 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use a number, any number from between 0 to 10.
Seven.
Okay. And I know it's still a few weeks away, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia and other local offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Most likely.
Okay. Probably vote. Okay. And generally speaking, sir, would you say that this year's upcoming mayor election in November is more important than usual? Less important than usual, or about the same as usual?
About the same as usual.
It's about the same as usual? Okay. All right. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm an independent.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And thinking about the direction that the city of Philadelphia is headed in, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed? Sir?
You said very satisfied, dissatisfied, or what?
Thinking about the direction that the city of Philadelphia is headed in, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
Dissatisfied.
You're dissatisfied? Okay. Somewhat dissatisfied, mm-hmm. Or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. All right. And generally speaking, do you approve or you disapprove of the way that city council is doing its job?
The way the city council does what?
Its job.
It's going?
No, the generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way the city council is doing its job?
Undecided.
Okay, not a problem. And in your opinion, sir, would you say crime and violence in your area of Philadelphia is getting worse, staying about the same as it has been for years, or getting better, lessening from what it has been?
I'd say it's probably getting worse.
Getting worse, okay. And generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in Philadelphia? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor, okay. Thank you. And generally speaking, how would you rate the overall quality of city services in Philadelphia? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair, okay. And how would you rate the city's trash collection? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
It's good.
Good, okay. And how would you rate the city of Philadelphia's police department? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, sir, next, thinking about parks and green space in Philadelphia, do you think that there is currently not enough, too much, or just about the right amount of parks and green space for recreation and leisure in the city of Philadelphia?
I'm pretty good.
Too much, not too much, or about right?
Not too much.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues and concerns some others in Philadelphia say that they want their next mayor to be focused on. Which of the following do you want the next mayor to be most focused on? You may choose up to two, sir. The first one is reducing taxes, cleaning up trash and illegal dumping, rooting out corruption in city government, addressing the opioid epidemic in neighborhoods like Kensington, reducing violent crime in the city, improving the city's K through 12th grade public school system, reforming the police department and ending police harassment and racial profiling, addressing homelessness, addressing juvenile delinquency, bringing more jobs and greater economic developments to all parts of the city, creating more quality affordable housing, or fixing roads and repairing potholes?
That's a good question. I think the best, I think I'm more focused on education and reducing neighborhoods like Kensington.
Addressing the opioid epidemic?
Yeah, it's awful.
Okay. And you also said about... And you also said something about our school.
Philadelphia is around the world. I go to other countries and you hear about Kensington. This is awful.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and very favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. The first one, sir, is the Working Families Party.
The Working Family Party?
The Working Families Party.
I'm not familiar with it.
Okay, not a problem. All right. And Sherelle Parker.
I guess I think they were 50.
The Democratic Party? Okay. David O?
I need to learn more about him.
Okay, not a problem, sir. Joe Biden?
Give him a 65.
Dwight Evans?
Seventy.
Josh Shapiro?
70.
And the last one is Jim Kenny.
Seventy.
Thank you, sir. And I know it's still a few weeks away, but if the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican David O. or Democrat Sherelle Parker?
Undecided.
Okay, that's not a problem. And next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in a mayor. We don't have the time to talk about all the candidates, so we just choose one randomly. The candidate we would like to ask you about is Sherelle Parker. Other people will be asked about different candidates. Now, for each of the following statements, please tell me how much it applies to Sherelle Parker. Use a zero if you don't think it applies to Sherelle Parker at all, and a five if you think it somewhat applies to Sherelle Parker, and a 10 if you don't think it completely applies to Sherelle Parker, okay? Now, the first one is works to bring the people of the city together.
I just got a 1 and 10?
Yes. Where a 0, it says a 0 is the least, and 10 is the most completely.
I give it a 10.
Okay. And what about will improve the new image of Philadelphia?
A five,
okay. And has what it takes to make the city safer.
Five.
Is a strong leader.
Seven.
Has the right approach to improve Philadelphia's economy.
Undecided, I'm not sure.
Okay, that's not a problem, sir. And fights for people like me.
I know you.
Okay. Okay, sir. Next, we'd like to ask you your opinion about some of the policies that Sherelle Parker says she wants to enact if she is elected as the next mayor of Philadelphia. For each policy, please tell me whether you strongly support it, some will support it, some would oppose it, or you strongly oppose it. The first one is making arrests for crimes like openly injecting illegal drugs, or being visibly high and incapacitated in public or in SEPTA.
Making arrests for being what?
Yes, making arrests for crimes like openly injecting illegal drugs, or being visibly high and incapacitated in public or in SEPTA.
I support it.
Are you strongly support it? Some will support it.
I strongly support it.
Okay. What about making arrests for prostitution, especially in residential neighborhoods?
Strongly support.
Okay. And the last one is making sure that schools and support opportunities remain open and available year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. For academic enrichment for young children and job and workforce training for high school schoolers. This would also allow parents to work full-time without having to worry about childcare for the school-age kids.
Okay, so how does she plan on doing that? That's the thing. If you gotta raise taxes.
Okay, would you strongly support it? Someone support it? Someone oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
It's a good idea. I don't know if you have some like city's tax enough. I don't know how she planned to do that. So I'm somewhat supportive.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, I'm going to read you. I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in the upcoming election for mayor. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is very convincing reason to vote. 5 means it is somewhat convincing reason to vote, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the upcoming election for mayor. Now, the first one is this November, Philadelphia will elect its 100th mayor. Every previous mayor, all 99 of them, going back to the year 1691, have been men. This November, we had a historic opportunity to vote for change. We had a chance to elect Sherelle Parker as Philadelphia's first African-American woman mayor, and a chance to turn our city in a new direction. But Sherelle Parker is more than just history. She's a former school teacher, city council member, and single mom who was born and raised in Philadelphia. She knows what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck in neighborhoods affected by violence and poverty. She will be a new voice fighting for change in a city that needs it. How would you rate that, sir?
The ratings again are what?
Yes, please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is very convincing reason to vote. A 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason to vote, and a 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the upcoming election for mayor.
Right.
5?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the last one is Sherelle Parker understands it's hard to feel good about your community and city when there's so much trash on the streets and dangerous abandoned buildings creating a sense of hopelessness. That's why as mayor, Parker has a plan to hire thousands of people to keep the streets and sidewalks clean and ensure streets are well lit in every neighborhood. These new jobs will pay a living wage and teach skills to help people re-enter the workforce. Voting for Parker will clean up our streets and create jobs in the community while doing it.
Ten.
Okay, sir. All right, we're almost done here. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's upcoming elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and a 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
Seven.
Okay. And once more, I know it's still a few weeks away, but if November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican David O or Democrat Sherelle Parker?
Undecided.
Undecided. Okay. And the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
Say again?
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First through 11th grade, high school graduated, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate.
Some college and certificate.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay, sir. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal? Sorry, sir.
Moderate.
Okay. Okay, Jerome, this concludes the serve for today. Thank you very much for helping me out, and you have a blessed evening, sir.
Thank you.